Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This actually might be my favorite.
P-I-M-P.
The tweet about Jalen Milroe's hand size.
Yes.
Because the word is allegedly. Jalen Milroe's hand size allegedly under 8 3/4 inches.
Uh-huh.
So we don't even know yet, but we're spreading rumors about somebody's measurements, which is wild. The other thing is, like, you know, because you can, guys do like hand stretching exercises.
Remember that?
Yeah, to try to get your pinky and your thumb a little further apart from each other.
Yeah.
Apparently, this is according to Matt Miller, who's an NFL draft scout, covers all the draft and all that kind of stuff. The threshold, the number you want to get to, like the size number you want to get to, is 9 inches.
Oh, okay. Okay. I guess some people are more blessed than others.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Said earlier in the week, not all body parts are created equal.
Everybody's not always blessed.
Just like the nails tickets we gave out. 9-inch nails.
No more
tickets today, by the way. Okay, we're out. We're tapped.
But, I mean, so much of this stuff is so overrated, man.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of it is a waste of damn time. And even when you're a player in that situation, you're like, really? Like, what? You want me to do that? Right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Why do I have to catch objects with these glasses on? I don't play with these glasses on.
Do they give you, like, drunk glasses?
Yes. And they throw the – and you're like, well, I don't play like that, so why – there was a damn Houston, Texas. That was their thing.
Classic,
like,
Texas.
Yeah, he's like, why do I have to do this when I don't play like this?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just, like, again, the quizzes, the tests, the questions, it's just all, like, whatever.
Yep.
So what's the one that isn't overstated?
All of it.
There's not one that, like, this one actually does matter a little bit?
Nope.
The tape.
That's it. That is it. I've seen a lot of fast guys that suck. And a lot of not-so-fast guys go to the Hall of Fame.
The tape.
The tape is the ultimate decider.
You know what it is, though?
Ooh, look at that damn dude play.
Yeah, whoa. You see what he did in all those games that he played?
Yes.
Against good competition?
The shuttle, all that crap. Whatever.
Oh, man, he can't do this vertical.
Because I was one of the people, because you remember DJ Metcalf's his three cone?
Right,
yeah, also, so I was like, damn, he ain't going to be able to get out of breaks. Has he had a problem?
No, he's been very good.
Okay.
Have you looked at him?
Have you looked at this guy?
Wait a minute. You're going to see all that other stuff, including the tape in the SEC. This is three cone? Okay. But here's what it really is more than anything is, like, especially when the Super Bowl's actually over, It's, you know, NFL's king. Everybody knows that. Content is king. Yes. And the fact that people engage with all this stuff, like, it's not the same. You're not getting the same amount of eyeballs and clicks and all that on, like, a DK Metcalf shuttle thing as you're getting on the game from last weekend. It's 57.7 million viewers.
Right.
But the fact that people remain that engaged with it 365
right.
is crazy. Like, yeah. it's incredible what they've done and the economy that they've created and all that kind of stuff. And so certainly we benefit from it in various ways. But, like, that's what it is. It's like people care so much about football.
Yes.
They will sit there and watch dudes get measured and then get in Twitter arguments about it. Like, yep. you will do that about a dude's measurements.
Yep. Make sure you send all the
Worry about your own measurements.
Make sure
right?
you send all the dude's measurements to Andy.
Worry about your own measurements.
Yeah. I'm like, whatever. Yeah.
That's what, yeah.
I mean, I'm saying, like, you're fast. Okay, you're fast. But can you play football?
Everybody's fast. Yeah, damn, you're all fast out there.
I haven't seen. You're like, damn. Yeah, he was a first-round pick, huh?
You remember the guy from the Raiders? What was the guy's name?
Can't play football.
What was the guy's name the Raiders took that ran so damn fast?
Which one was it?
Hayward Bay.
Oh, Darius Hayward Bay. Stunk.
He wasn't good.
He stunk.
Didn't have a
But
great
he could
NFL
run his ass off.
Boy, he was fast as hell, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He was fast as hell. All right, let's get to the back page with Bo.
He was big and fast.
Dorial Green Beckham. Ted Ginn, kind of. John Ross.
Yes.
Shout out to John Ross. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Hello, Bo.
So you're trying to tell me that when Jay Cutler threw up like 100 bench presses when he didn't have to, that didn't mean anything?
No, because Jay Cutler can play football.
Yeah. So the with 2 weeks before pitchers and catchers report, we got some Super Bowl stuff for you in a minute. 2 weeks till pitchers and catchers report, the Braves have released their 2025 promo schedule, if anybody's interested. And it gets started on April 9th with the Chris Sale Cy Young Triple Crown Gold Glove bobblehead. April 10th, there is a Hello Kitty figurine, maybe an attempt to draw more females into the ballpark.
Well, I know one little redhead four-year-old that's going to be all over that one.
Yes, sir.
Special ticket package is required for that one. So you got to actually buy tickets and go show them your ticket stub.
Or, if you know a guy.
the special ticket package ones are hard for me to get.
Oh, okay.
I actually have to find somebody that had one.
Where's my guy down there who got, down there at the good seats?
You talking about Alex?
Yeah.
Alex the man.
Yeah, Alex.
But see, they don't bring us those.
Oh, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to go to a special table and show them your ticket.
Okay.
For Hello Damn Kitty?
Yeah, and Star Wars. So Star Wars.
They love Hello Kitty.
What?
The little kids, they love it. It's crazy. She has a Hello Kitty water bottle that she got from a birthday party, and she's brought to school a couple times, and it's caused, like, a problem. Like, can she bring a different water bottle? Because kids want to take it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, the Hello Kitty stuff's hot.
Were they trying to jack my girl?
Nah, she hadn't let them.
Oh.
I'll tell you what.
She's not scared.
I actually purchased two of these ticket packages for Hello Kitty. I told Tara about this because it's a cat that plays baseball. It's a Braves uniform. She laughed. So maybe she doesn't get one. So maybe I will have one for you.
She laughed.
Star Wars night, May 7th. It's an R2-D2 dressed up in Braves colors.
Why not May 4th? I guess maybe they don't have a game.
Yeah, they're probably away. May 6th, there's a NASCAR replica Braves car.
Cool.
I didn't know if one of those is running in the race.
But there's a strong crossover, I feel, between NASCAR fans and Braves fans.
This year?
In the who?
Don't they have the...
At a track?
At a racetrack.
Aren't
the Braves playing a game? Is it this year?
I remember
Samson told me about it. Samson asked me about it.
But I don't think it's not AMS, though.
Oh, okay. You sure?
Unless it is. Not 100%.
Let's look it up. It'll be at Bristol Motor Speedway.
Up there in
Bristol, Tennessee.
Okay, I know Samson asked me about that. Is this year coming up, right?
It is this year, okay. Yeah. Okay. It'll be August 2nd. Okay. They'll play the Reds at Bristol Motor Speedway.
Okay. All right.
My sister-in-law, do you call your brother-in-law's wife your sister-in-law? Ashley's brother, right? My brother-in-law, my wife's brother, his wife, my sister-in-law?
Yes.
Yes, I think
so. Okay.
Yeah.
She's from Bristol, and they have a house so close to the Motor Speedway that they sell parking spaces in their front yard every year for the race.
Nice.
So maybe we all go up there.
I think we should. How far of a drive is that?
To Bristol, Tennessee?
Far.
Four.
Oh, really?
Four something, four and a half maybe. I don't know, four. Depends on which one of us drives.
I think we should do that. Let's hop in a van. May 8th, Rossell Iglesias bobblehead, which would be pretty cool. I'm a fan of Rossell, although not a lot of people on the show are.
I'm
I ain't no fan of him.
I'm a fan of him. He's awesome.
I'm not.
He's one of the best closers in baseball.
Just because he's the best closer, I mean,
in
my
baseball,
favorite.
There's 30 teams. I mean, Randy doesn't like bullpen guys.
Yeah,
it's been a consistent theme.
I appreciate them, but I don't like them.
May 14th is going to be a really cool one. It's Marcel Ozuna bobblehead, but he also has bobble arms.
Yeah,
who would have thought?
Not me. I wouldn't have thought.
I know I stuck with him.
You did. Yes. I didn't. I tried to trade him, cut him, leave him in different cities, build him a boat, and send him down the Chattahoochee.
80.
Can you? Yeah. Yeah. No. That is the most against all odds bobblehead ever. The fact that there's a Marcel Ozuna 2025 Braves bobblehead. Because, there was a lot of reasons to get rid of him a couple years ago. Yes, it wasn't just playing bad. And lo and behold, he's been the best hitter in the lineup for a couple of years now.
Almost won Triple Crown in 20.
Yeah.
So we have a Truist Park replica. So it's just a replica of the actual ballpark. They're giving away on June 4th.
Okay.
August 4th, put this one on your calendars, Ronaldo Lopez bobblehead. He was pretty good for the Braves last year. August 19th, Spencer Strider vinyl. You know, they had the records, so they're doing volume 2 this year.
What's
August
on
19th.
It?
So local bands of the indie scene.
Huh.
I actually have a couple of them from last year.
That's a really cool idea.
You got a vinyl player?
I got a record player.
I got some records for you.
Okay, yeah, send them over.
Nice.
August 22nd, 1995 World Series ring replica. That one is pretty cool.
Nice. That's going to be a hot item.
Yes, it is.
And then probably the most popular one that I can probably see happening, April 22nd, the Chipper Jones 2000 All-Star Game bobblehead. So the All-Star Game was at Turner Field in 2000. Chipper homered off somebody, doesn't matter, some other all-star. But they have a bobblehead April 22nd to commemorate that.
That one, the 95 replica ring, feels like one they're going to have to
make a lot of.
Do multiple, you know what I mean?
I'm just thinking about
the demand's going to be so crazy for that.
The 95 ring compared to the 21 ring.
Size-wise, I
have something that I'm curious about. Are we sure he going to be still pitching well with his bobblehead is?
That's the one that feels a bit
that one feels like that's going to be.
That's a dice roll.
Yeah.
That's a dice roll. I hope he is.
If he pitches half as good as he did last year, he's still a bargain because it was
$10 million
bucks.
No, yeah, I was.
It's just always tough because, that happens sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes there's bobbleheads made, and then the guy's not on the team anymore.
Yeah, that was just,
or
that was the only
whatever.
Thing.
Or
that,
hurt.
That was the only thing. I was just curious. I was like, oh.
Yep.
So one of the only good things going on in New Orleans, or at least revolving around the Saints anyway, is that the Super Bowl is in their home stadium next week, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
So they just in this offseason remodeled all of the luxury suites. So those are for sale, of course. And you're going for as little as $500,000. But if you want one of the 45-person boxes, be ready to shell out $3 million.
Damn.
But you and 44 friends can go watch the Super Bowl, though.
I guess you split it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even know what that is.
Wow, have mercy.
That's one of those ones where you need payment prior.
Yeah, for
you know?
Oh, yeah, no, they need it full.
Yeah, we need it. And if I'm putting the deposit down, I need all you guys to send me the Venmo.
Ain't no you going to get me afterward.
Yeah, no, there's no come to the party and pay me later.
Yeah, man. All that.
So speaking of the Super Bowl, the Eagles are the home team. They have announced that they're going to wear regular green, or their regular green right now. They're not wearing Kelly green or anything like that. And good luck to them. So as you probably heard in the little sports update thing a minute ago, kind of spoiled my last 20 years, only 4 teams have won the Super Bowl in colors. It's been white jerseys all the rest of
really?
The time.
Really?
Huh.
Yeah. Never knew that.
Do you know who they are?
I do.
Can we guess?
Who
you can?
Who won?
The teams over the last 20 years who've worn, they've been home.
They've
right?
been the home team.
It's the home team that's wearing their
white.
Whatever.
Okay.
The home team that's worn color. Four out of the last 20.
Last 20. Okay, that wasn't 20 years ago. Because I know the Patriots won. And I know the Patriots beat the Rams in blue, I think it was.
I think the Patriots beat the Seahawks in blue, too.
They were not on the list, so I guess they weren't 20 years ago.
Okay.
No, that wasn't more 20 years ago.
No, but I could be wrong.
No, you're right. I thought,
because I just have that vision of, what's the guy's name? Butler? Malcolm Butler?
Yeah.
Cutting in front and making that interception.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how.
Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
We could be here all day doing this.
Yeah, who knows? Yeah. Who are they?
2019 and 2023 Chiefs.
Okay.
The 2017 Eagles.
Okay.
And the 2010 Packers.
All right.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay. I don't think that I'm pretty sure that you can't wear alternate jerseys for Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's a shame. It'd be pretty cool if you could.
Yeah, it would be pretty cool if they could wear a couple.
You know the Falcons record over the last, I think it's 17 games, because somebody had the stat because it was a season long worth of data. They're 13-4 in the last 17 games where they've worn the throwbacks.
So wear the damn throwbacks.
I would say just wear them.
Make them the nowbacks.
Just try, you know? I don't know if it actually means anything, but
make them the now back.
17 game sample size.
Yeah.
Because remember when the Hawks got hot when they wore the MLK jerseys?
Yes, and they wore them.
They just kept wearing them. They were like, these are no longer alternates. We are wearing these at home. We're going to play on the MLK court. We're going to win. And they went all the way to the conference finals. You got to try it.
So have y'all seen the meme of the survey that's like, who do you want to win the Super Bowl, the Eagles, the Chiefs, or a meteor hitting the stadium?
Uh-huh, yeah, I saw that.
So in the ultimate move of this is when we really want a meteor to hit a stadium, the polls have seemingly, although this is not confirmed, teased that they are going to be boxing each other on March 27th.
Who?
Logan and
I saw that.
Yeah, so it's nothing's confirmed yet. All they did was they sent out this little poster of them looking at each other. It does have a date on it, so we assume they're going to be boxing each other, but they could be getting in the ring for like a chess match or something.
Why?
I don't know. Who knows? Maybe they just don't have any more people to fight. Maybe
no more Mike Tyson.
I don't know why you wouldn't want to.
Yeah, no more non-boxers.
They're going to be printing money if they fight each other, I would assume, from all the YouTube dorks out there.
Really?
You going to pay? You going to watch it?
I am not.
Oh, okay.
No. The other thing, everyone in their family.
Not if it's paper. I'll watch it if it comes on Netflix or something like that.
Has seen them fight. Brothers fight.
They do.
They've definitely fought before.
There's going to be a lot of gimmicks.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of gimmicks and real gimmicky and everything like that.
Would I fight my brother? How much money would it take?
You just fight for free.
I used to. Yeah. Last time I lost, though. Ryan got me last time.
Really?
Yeah, he got me. He was, yeah.
I was just playing, all right?
No, well, I kind of, and then he wasn't.
Oh, he got me. He got
serious. Yeah, and I was like, that tapped out. Let me get out of this headlock.
Oh, yeah.
Let me alone.
He was thinking about all that other stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
When you
it was 25 years of pent up. Yeah. He was like, Mom said I'd be bigger than you someday. You got
it. Finally happened?
Finally happened.
My sister learned her lesson when I finally outgrew her.
I think I could take Cole.
I think you can, too.
Mike and Ryan, I don't know. They're both bigger than me and younger. We'll see. All right. We'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, guys.